KRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Outraged by the unceasing flow of illegal aliens and drugs across the southern border, the House Homeland Security Committee has voted to have the full House consider two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas.
On Tuesday morning, the House panel began consideration of a resolution to impeach Mayorkas, but we're still working towards a final vote more than 12 hours later, with bipartisan bickering constantly filling the air. The committee ultimately voted along party lines after midnight Wednesday to move toward impeaching Mayorkas. The rare impeachment effort targeting a cabinet member drew outrage from Democrats as a politically motivated stunt lacking constitutional authority. Edwin Mora, Washington.
At long last, President Biden plans to visit East Palestine, Ohio, scene of last year's toxic train derailment. He'll be visiting next month, marking the first anniversary of that disaster. Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump turning his attention to organized labor.
Union voters tend to vote Democratic, and Trump is trying to cut into President Joe Biden's support as Trump meets today with members of the Teamsters Union in Washington. Trump will participate in a roundtable with the Teamsters Executive Board and rank-and-file members as he targets blue-collar workers who fueled his 2016 victory.
Correspondent Donna Warder, an effort to kick Mr. Trump off the ballot in Illinois has failed. President Biden said to have decided on retaliation for Iran-backed rebels killing several U.S. service members in Jordan. We don't know exactly what the president has in mind. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. The Dow futures, 30 points higher. NASDAQ futures down 200 points. And the S&P futures are off 25. This is SRN News. The NFL is teaming up with the leading LGBT pressure group.
Super Bowl week in Las Vegas will feature a lot of parties, and the NFL will host one for homosexuals. The league says its Night of Pride with GLAD, scheduled for February 7th, is designed to, quote, spotlight advances in the future of LGBT inclusion in professional sports, as well as the NFL's commitment to LGBT former and current players. The league says it will also hold a Pride Flag football clinic the same day as the party. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania State Supreme Court says a lower court must hear a challenge to the constitutionality of a decades-old state law that limits the use of state Medicaid dollars to cover the cost of abortions. The 3-2 decision overturns a lower court's ruling and puts aside an earlier state Supreme Court decision. The high court's majority says that prior decisions did not fully consider the breadth of state constitutional protections against discrimination. This is SRN News. Another sign the tide could be turning against DEI.
Utah has become the latest state to prohibit diversity training, hiring, and inclusion programs at universities and in state government. The measure, signed into law Tuesday by Republican Governor Spencer Cox, passed the House and Senate by wide party-line majorities. The new law will bar universities and government from having offices dedicated to promoting diversity. Florida and Texas were the first to ban DEI efforts in higher education last year. Iowa and Oklahoma have followed suit. Jason Walker reporting.
A landmark on the Vegas Strip will be closing its doors for good in April. The Tropicana Las Vegas, which opened in 1957, will be making way for a $1.5 billion Major League Baseball park. More details at SRNnews.com.